Just as Americans talk about the difference between blue and red states, Ukrainians talk about the difference between blue and orange. Those are the colors of the two candidates who've been ordered to rerun a presidential election. Today, Ukraine's parliament is expected to do something for each side. It is due to pass the opposition's demands for electoral reform. It will also pass the government's demands to reduce the powers of the next president. None of this decreases the emotion surrounding the presidential election, which is now scheduled for December 26th. NPR's Emily Harris is following both campaigns in the eastern city of Dnipropetrovsk.
Inside the headquarters of Viktor Yanukovych's election campaign, a bald man in a gray suit is taking complaints. A middle-aged couple say a family member recovering from leg surgery in the hospital was bullied into voting for Yushchenko during the last round. I'd talked with my father, the man says, and we'd agreed to vote for Yanukovych. But when I got to the hospital later, he says, it turned out my father had voted for Yushchenko. The couple says it seems a nurse promised a wheelchair in exchange for the elderly man's vote. The man taking the complaint, Pavel Bezugli, says the Yanukovych campaign is getting dozens of calls a day, including, he says, from former Yushchenko supporters who say they're switching sides because they're upset with the chaos in the country. That's one theme this campaign is now pushing, while continuing earlier tactics of questioning who the opposition represents. An ad, the campaign says, has aired on local television, shows a man listening to President Bush declare victory in Iraq. The man spins an orange, the symbol of Yushchenko's campaign. Then he chops the orange in two with a shiny cleaver, juices it, and drinks. Another ad the campaign claims was simply put together by a volunteer hasn't aired. It shows opposition supporters demonstrating in Kiev on one half of the screen, with crowds adoring Hitler on the other. Bezugli, a psychologist helping the Yanukovych campaign, says it's not meant to call Yushchenko Hitler.
Of course, there is no direct connection, but there are other facts. There are people who destroy the memories of our fathers and grandfathers who shed blood to free our country from the Nazis, and the method they've been using to work up the crowds to do what they're doing is similar to elements of Nazi methods.
This is not the first time the government campaign has tried to tie Yushchenko to Nazis. The real goal is to scare ethnic Russians in Ukraine's east with claims that anti-Russian Ukrainian nationalists back Yushchenko. Near a small collection of tents in the city center, Yushchenko supporters laugh as they watch Prime Minister Yanukovych on TV. Neither side is holding daily rallies in this town anymore, but Yushchenko's team keeps two dozen tents full around the clock. At the campaign's real office, things aren't always so lighthearted. Deputy campaign director Grigory Kravchenko tells a colleague in another regional office to prepare paperwork to replace people on local election commissions. During the last vote, he says, even some Yushchenko supporters on those commissions were cowed into allowing fraud. Down the hall, over the blare of radio news, a factory director tells campaign consultant Ludmila Golovina that all local business leaders have been called to a meeting with the government. He's afraid officials will pressure him into supporting Yanukovych. Golovina encourages him to stop the meeting if that happens. She says later, that's a lot to expect.
I'm afraid he won't stand up and say anything, because everyone is going to be for Yanukovych, and he's alone. God willing, he'll say something.
In the end, she decides campaign representatives will go along and take a tape recorder or video camera, just in case they want to mount a legal challenge to the revote. Emily Harris, NPR News, Dnipropetrovsk.